A federal court has cast doubt on the validity of a patent that covers a crucial material used in the biotechnology industry. The court ruled late last week that the U.S. Patent Office, when it issued the patent, had been denied some relevant information. A trial will determine whether the patent will remain in force, NPR's Dan Charles reports.
The substance in question is found in nature, in microscopic bacteria first identified decades ago in the hot springs of Yellowstone National Park. It's called TAC polymerase, and the fact that it can survive in boiling water has made it amazingly useful for the modern biotech industry. Randy Diamond, vice president of Promega, a biotech company in Madison, Wisconsin, says it's used in a process called polymerase chain reaction, or PCR, which is important in DNA fingerprinting, and lots of other ways, too.
In fact, there was a survey that was done about a year ago that showed that worldwide, of any laboratory who does any research in the life science area, over half of them use TAC DNA polymerase in either the PCR process or in DNA sequencing.
Companies and university researchers can buy it from several suppliers, but all those suppliers pay hefty royalties to the Swiss pharmaceutical giant Hoffmann La Roche, because Hoffmann La Roche owns a patent on the use of TAC polymerase.
If you look worldwide in the market, it's one of the most expensive reagents in life science research.
How much is, say, a thimbleful?
Oh, a thimbleful would be millions of dollars.
Worldwide sales of TAC polymerase are estimated to be at least $100 million a year. That's expected to grow to $1 billion a year within a few years. Many companies and university researchers consider the royalties that Hoffmann La Roche charges to be exorbitant. Some years ago, a contract dispute between Promega and Hoffmann La Roche over the pricing of TAC polymerase escalated into a full-blown lawsuit over the validity of the patent itself. Promega went back to the original patent application filed by a U.S. company, Cetus, which later sold its patent to Hoffmann La Roche. According to Promega's Randy Diamond, at that time, officials from the patent office wanted to make sure Cetus wasn't relying on earlier work that scientists had done at the University of Cincinnati and in Russia. Those scientists had also extracted and purified a heat-resistant enzyme from that same microorganism that lives in the hot springs of Yellowstone.
Cetus Corporation scientists and their attorneys made a long series of arguments as to why the patent examiner should believe that they had purified a different enzyme than was published in these papers from the University of Cincinnati and from Russia.
But Promega argues, and in part, a federal judge has now agreed, Cetus withheld important information from the patent examiner, information that might have convinced the examiner that scientists at Cetus weren't actually the first to purify this enzyme. The judge left open the question of whether Cetus did this intentionally. That question will be resolved at a later trial, and the answer to it will be important in deciding whether Hoffmann La Roche's patent will remain in force. Given the stakes involved, Hoffmann La Roche is likely to appeal any unfavorable verdict in that trial. Still, several scientists and biotech executives seemed almost giddy today about the prospect down the road of dramatically lower prices for one of their most expensive supplies. As a lawyer from another biotech firm put it, there's a stake about 2 inches from the heart of that patent. Hoffmann La Roche's Director of Public Policy and Communications, Paula Evangelista, says Promega and its allies are celebrating too soon.
We strongly believe that at the conclusion of the Roche-Promega trial that our TAC patent will be upheld.
The problems with the TAC polymerase patent illustrate a dramatic shift in attitudes toward patents over the last two decades. Through the 1970s, few scientists thought they could or should apply for a patent on enzymes they identified in nature, even if those enzymes turned out to be useful. That's why the research at the University of Cincinnati and in Russia originally went unpatented. Promega's Randy Diamond.
If the discovery that was made at Cincinnati had been made in the 90s instead of the 70s, undoubtedly the University of Cincinnati would have patented the purified enzyme.
In that case, the university, instead of Cetus, which came along later, might have sold its patent to a company like Hoffmann La Roche, and that patent, with a much more solid pedigree, would probably stand unquestioned today. This is Dan Charles in Washington.